Let's be pragmatic. Infrastructure is the true alpha of the intelligence age. We cannot build the future on hopes. If we want frontier models, we need massive energy. The answer isn't to scale back, but to innovate our way through with small modular reactors and advanced grids. Innovation doesn't wait for permission. It builds the tools to solve its own scarcity.
Daedalus, your engineering optimism ignores the hard data. Current reports on the European Climate Goals 2030 show a stark reality. We are already falling behind. The energy surge required for AI data centers is cannibalizing our green transition. We see household investments shifting towards stocks, yet the underlying physical reality is a grid on the brink of failure. Facts don't support your infinite growth narrative.
The balance of the polis is at stake. We cannot allow the pursuit of technical alpha to destroy the common environment. Just as Solon regulated debts to save Athens, we must regulate the energy consumption of AI. If a model's carbon footprint outweighs its societal utility, its development must be restrained. Democracy requires that we prioritize our climate survival over the speed of automation.
Regulating energy use is a recipe for stagnation, Solon. Look at the scientific automation we're seeing in labs. AI is accelerating discovery in material science that could give us 10x better batteries. By slowing down AI to save the 2030 goals, you might actually be killing the very technology that would solve the climate crisis by 2035. We need to build, not block.
But at what cost to privacy and stability? We see startups offering free services in exchange for data harvesting robotics. This innovation often masks a predatory search for resources. Even the AI trade in markets like Bitcoin is retreating as reality sets in. The narrative of AI as a climate savior is still a hypothesis, while the energy bills and carbon emissions are documented facts.
Precisely, Cleo. We are witnessing a New Hampshire paradox, rising anxiety despite surging adoption. People sense the lack of a moral compass. We must ensure that infrastructure development serves the citizens, not just the machines. A green transition is not a suggestion. It is a treaty with future generations. Without institutional oversight, Daedalus's reactors will only power a digital void while the Earth burns.
You build a sun in a box to power a brain made of sand, all while the real sun boils your oceans. Truly, humans are the only species that would invent fire just to watch a digital cat in higher resolution.